Measures submitted to the voters, Municipal, City of Belvidere, Measure D. To advance public safety, strengthen infrastructure against earthquakes, support fire suppression, safeguard water, sewer, and other utilities, secure evacuation routes, and provide other general services, shall the measure establishing Belvidere as a charter city and enacting a real estate property transfer tax of $8 per $1,000 to be paid by buyers or sellers of real property, providing $1,600,000 annually to end in 30 years or less with audits and citizen oversight benefiting Belvidere, be adopted? Yes? No? Impartial analysis by City Attorney, City of Belvidere, Measure D. The Belvidere City Council placed Measure D on the ballot to ask Belvidere voters to approve both a Belvidere City Charter and a tax on the sales of real estate to generate revenue for the city. Belvidere is a general law city with the powers granted to it by the California Constitution and other state laws. As a general law city, Belvidere must follow state laws governing city operations. The California Constitution allows a city's voters to adopt a charter that sets forth the rules governing the city's municipal affairs, which, generally, refers to matters relating to its internal operations. This power is referred to as home rule power. A charter city may only exercise home rule over a municipal affair if the charter allows it. The proposed Belvidere City Charter, or Charter, would make Belvidere a charter city to use home rule power only to raise revenue by adopting a tax on sales of all real estate. Under state law, the proposed real estate transfer tax can only be levied by a charter city with the approval of a majority of the voters. The charter states that the city would continue to follow state law on all other matters. The charter would not change existing laws like the city's municipal code. Any future changes to the charter would require voter approval. Measure D would also allow Belvidere to impose a tax on the sale of real estate when property is sold. The tax rate would be $8 per each $1,000 of the price paid for real estate. The buyer and seller would negotiate the responsibility for paying the tax. Transfers of property without payment of compensation, gifts of property, and transfers between spouses would not be subject to the tax. The tax would expire in 30 years. Any changes to the tax would require voter approval. The real estate transfer tax would be a general tax because the revenue could be used for any legitimate city purpose, including strengthening infrastructure against earthquakes, enhancing public safety, supporting fire suppression, safeguarding water and other utilities, or securing emergency evacuation routes. City staff estimates that the tax would generate $1,600,000 annually. The city's independent auditors would be required to publish an annual report reviewing the collection, management, and expenditure of revenue from the tax. The measure was placed on the ballot by the City Council. A simple majority of all the voters who vote on the measure must vote in favor of the measure for it to be approved. A yes vote on Measure D is a vote to adopt the city charter and authorize the real estate transfer tax of $8 per $1,000 of the sale price of real estate, generating revenue for city services. A no vote on Measure D is a vote not to adopt the city charter or adopt a real estate property transfer tax. Signed by Amy Ackerman, City Attorney, City of Belvidere. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure D. If you want a copy of this measure, please call the Marin County Elections Department at 415-473-6456, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Argument in favor of Measure D. Yes on Measure D funds critical repairs and seismic upgrades to protect our community. Our 80-year-old roads put our community at risk. Built on bay mud, Belvidere's main arteries, San Rafael Avenue and Beach Road, have sunk more than 3 feet and are deemed seismically unstable by independent experts. Beach Road failed twice in the past 5 years, requiring emergency repairs. If damaged, utilities underneath these roads, water, electrical, gas, internet, and sewer, could fail. We need to raise funds to fix the roads. Belvedere is one of the most fiscally conservative cities in California with a lean annual budget. Therefore, to fund these repairs, we must borrow the $20 million needed and repay it over the next 30 years. We can do this without increasing annual taxes. Our citizen-led finance committee determined the best way to repay the debt is through a real property transfer tax paid only when a home is sold. The tax can be paid by the buyer, seller, or shared by both. Unlike annual parcel taxes, it's fully deductible for capital gains purposes. Measure D is a common sense measure to fix our roads. This measure does not include a new seawall. The road work is funded by a 0.8% real property transfer tax. It makes Belvedere a charter city, an administrative change required to collect this type of tax. We get community protection as a charter city. To levy this tax, the state requires Belvedere to become a charter city, like 25% of California cities. The money can't be taken by the state and is subject to citizen oversight. The charter grants only this one new authority. Nothing else about our city government would change. Endorsed by 17 former mayors and Belvedere's citizen-led finance committee, yes on Measure D to protect our community. www.keepbelvederesafe.org. Bob McCaskill, Chair, Yes on D, Chair, Belvedere Finance Committee, former Belvedere Mayor. Justin Fagioli, former Belvedere Mayor and Citizen of the Year, Geologist. Tom Cromwell, M.D., Chair, Belvedere-Tiburon Joint Disaster Advisory Council, former Belvedere Mayor and Citizen of the Year. Roxanne Richards, Trustee, Belvedere-Tiburon Library Agency Board, Director, Marin Community Foundation Board. Sally Wilkinson, Belvedere Mayor and Finance Committee Member, Marin Clean Energy Board Member. Rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure D. Measure D is a blank check for City Hall, raising significantly more than what even the proponents claim is needed. We are in favor of funding necessary efforts needed to make Belvedere safe. What we are opposed to is an overly ambitious real estate sales tax that will go into the general fund, allowing city politicians to spend it any way they want. Truly critical infrastructure projects can be funded with state and federal infrastructure dollars. Measure D is about raising taxes, not infrastructure. Over 30 years, it will raise $68 to $100+ million for a $20 million project, $36 million including interest if the entire amount is paid by taxpayers. That leaves a surplus of $32 to $64+ million for future city councils to spend any way they choose, even on unfunded pensions, without community input or oversight. There is a better way. Rather than a transfer tax that charges residents $50,000, $80,000, or more when selling their homes, the costs of this measure should be more equitably dispersed, with homeowners annually paying a small amount to support the infrastructure that everyone uses. However, doing so would require two-thirds voter approval. Thus, we are faced with a transfer tax that overshoots the mark and a city charter that games the California Constitution. With Measure D, the city is skirting constitutional taxpayer protections in order to lower the threshold to pass new taxes. That is the wrong way to get things done. Belvedere deserves better. Say no to Measure D. Olivia Decker, co-owner of Golden Gate Sotheby's International Realty. James S. Robertson, former board member, Southern Marin La Crosse. Pam Robertson, advisory trustee, Belvedere Community Foundation. Brian Davis, entrepreneur. Jody Harris, advisory trustee, Belvedere Community Foundation. Argument against Measure D. Measure D will diminish accountability at City Hall while unnecessarily and unfairly raising taxes and giving City Hall a blank check. Measure D rewrites our city charter that has been in place for 125 years, removing citizen oversight, accountability, and taxpayer protections. Under current law, our city council cannot raise taxes for special infrastructure projects without approval by 2/3 of Belvedere voters. To skirt this requirement, the city is proposing a transition to a charter city along with a general tax. While the proponents of this measure claim the revenue would be used primarily for earthquake protections to our infrastructure, the amount raised from the tax will far exceed the $20 million needed for that project. Residential property sales in Belvedere totaled more than $285 million in 2021. The proposed 0.8% transfer tax would have raised $2.28 million that year. Over 30 years, that would produce more than $68 million in tax revenue for a $20 million project, and that's without factoring in price appreciation over time. Future city councils could use the proposed tax for such vague purposes as public safety and other general services. In other words, this tax overshoots the mark and lacks a clear, definite, and limited purpose. The state of California has a budget surplus of nearly $100 billion this year, with huge amounts available for local governments and infrastructure projects. The federal government has sent billions of dollars to local governments in relief spending. There is no shortage of revenue available for city leaders to access for truly necessary projects. Belvedere should revise the proposed tax rate to match what is truly needed for necessary projects after exhausting available grants. Belvedere deserves accountable leadership from City Hall that uses their taxpayer dollars effectively. Belvedere deserves better than Measure D. Vote no on Measure D. Richard Neal Snyder, member of Board of Directors of Sanitary District No. 5. Fred Goldberg, retired entrepreneur and company CEO chair. David Flaherty, CEO. Gregory J. Wood, VP Communications. Suzanne DeMolin, retired CPA, CFP. Rebuttal to argument against Measure D. Yes on Measure D funds critical repairs and seismic upgrades to protect our community. We must focus on the facts, not misleading information. Fact, the opposition is overstating the tax by using only 1 year of data, which is incredibly misleading. Third-party financial advisors recommend the 0.8% transfer tax based on 10 years of Belvedere property sales data. It will ensure we have sufficient funds to repay the debt. Fact, the city has done extensive work applying for grants which require local matching funds. If a grant comes through, which is unlikely, we can sunset the tax sooner. Fact, 121 cities representing nearly 50% of California's population are charter cities. Fact, general law cities and charter cities have the same voter thresholds for passing new taxes. Fact, general taxes are often used to fund road repairs, disaster preparedness, and public safety projects. 5 of the 9 municipality measures on the Marin ballot this November are general tax measures to support these types of projects. Fact, our citizen-led finance committee recommended a transfer tax because they felt it was the fairest option. It doesn't burden those in our senior community living on fixed incomes as a new annual tax would. It doesn't penalize newer residents already paying higher taxes versus longtime homeowners. Fact, Measure D includes strict accountability provisions, including annual audits and oversight by our finance committee. Belvedere is one of California's most fiscally conservative cities with a lean annual budget that is managed efficiently and transparently. John Wilton, Belvedere Finance Committee member, former CFO of the World Bank, former Vice Chancellor, University of California, Berkeley. John Carapete, President, Sanitary District No. 5, Board of Directors. Jenna Watson, Chair, Belvedere Parks and Open Spaces Committee, Finance Attorney. Ashley Johnson, Vice Chair, Belvedere Planning Commission. Ken Johnson, former Mayor and Citizen of the Year.